your first education, the first school you attended, elementary school?
I went to elementary school on the wrong side of tracks down in Norman over in Jefferson School. The old building was built in 1902, and it had a belfry in it. It had just been pretty well taken care of through the years, but it was strictly, as I said, on the wrong side of town. It just happened to be where my mom and dad bought a house when they moved to Norman. I learned a lot of things in Jefferson Grade School. A lot of things probably that I shouldn't have learned, but I learned a lot of things that I should have learned, too. One thing I learned was that brains could be carried by anybody who was lucky enough to have them, regardless of their position in life. And there was a little boy by the name of David Harper. He was a shoeshine boy. He shined shoes downtown in Norman every day after school. He was an excellent, excellent student. I had the best regard for him. His father kept trying to get him to quit school and go full-time as a shine boy, and he stayed in school. But finally, when we went to junior high, he did quit. And I don't know whatever happened to him, but I know that he must have been a very, very smart man because he was such a smart young man. And I've wondered through the years whatever happened to him.
Mm-hmm. Junior high school, where did you go?
I went to Norman Junior High School. While I was there, my father, who was the principal of the senior high school and then the superintendent, was called up with the 45th Infantry Division, and he spent 5 years in the Army. He was down at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Did you transfer schools at that time to go to school in Georgia?
Yeah. One thing I remember about going down there, that's at Columbus, Georgia. I was in the Columbus High School. I was in the eighth grade at that time, and that was actually before the war started because the 45th was called up before we got into war, quite a bit before. I had something happen to me that I've never gotten over to this very day. They put me into a second-year algebra class. When I left Norman, I didn't even have Algebra 1. And in the middle of the year, well, I got put in second-year algebra class. It was a time that was very, very, very hard on me. I would study and study and study, and I was rather slow because I didn't have that first idea of what they were talking about. But finally, just a little bit of it dawned on me. I had a teacher that she just didn't like me for some reason. She called on me to give the answer to a problem that she had written on a board. And it so happens that that's the first problem that I ever was able to solve in that class. And I gave her the answer. She says, well, I guess you're not as dumb as I thought you were. That really upset me. And I went home. My dad came to the house where we lived in Columbus at the end of the day. And I told him about that. And he said, that really upsets me. He went and called on the principal of the high school, who was a very fine old man, and he told him that story. And I'm quite sure that teacher never did that again because he was almost as upset at her as I had been. Mm-hmm. But I stayed down there a while, and I went out to Fort Benning with Dad quite a lot, and I realized that I wanted to go in the service when I could. They had a junior ROTC unit there, and I had a uniform that was issued to me, and I loved to wear that. I would volunteer for all sorts of duties so I could wear that uniform. But that was the first uniform I ever had on.
Did you graduate from high school there?
No, I went back to Norman. Dad was sent to the advanced course at Benning before the 45th was called up. So I went back to Norman. I went to school, and I always loved football. My junior and senior year, I was on a football team. And of course, the war came along in the meantime, and the University of Oklahoma, there was an old coach out there named Snorter Lester, Dewey Lester. He stayed there. Dewey Lester was there when the war was over, and he was replaced by Jim Tatum. Jim Tatum stayed there a year. Then he was replaced by Bud Wilkinson, and Jim Tatum went to Maryland. That's one of the best things that ever happened to the University of Oklahoma, because we got probably the best football coach that ever served anywhere. But nonetheless, while I was still in high school, the coach contacted me. He wanted me to go attend spring practice with the OU team, which I did. Of course, they had nothing but four Fs, as we called them. They were boys that couldn't pass the physical to go in the service. One boy was blind in one eye. One boy had one arm gone.
We remember TU had an All-American, Ellis Jones, with one arm.
That's right. They decided that they wanted to try to get me in the Naval ROTC and I could stay there and go to college. So finally, he contacted me and said, well, I can arrange for that. And if you come out here and enroll in OU, we'll get you in the Naval ROTC. And I thought and thought and thought about that. I decided that that wasn't for me, so I went on and went into service.
Did you go in as an enlisted man?
Yes, I went in as a buck private.
What year are we talking about?
1945, March of 1945.
You graduated from high school?
In 1944.
Okay.